and go towards it rather than running away from it. So it is all learning about your body, how you respond. Get to know your dreams. Recognize what they are. Some dreams are achievable and others are not. So understanding which dreams are achievable can actually help calm the mind as well. So it's really important. But write your dreams down, however silly they may sound to you. Sometimes just releasing them onto paper can help bring a different perspective. Getting to know your likes and your dislikes. This might also help you determine your core values as well. So when you start writing about your core values and you're not too sure, sometimes understanding what you like and what you don't like in others or in yourself or can actually help you with those core values as well. So that's really important. The other thing that journaling, because we are focusing on journaling today, can assist or help with is it can actually keep you centered and focused. You know, if you get into a rhythm and a routine of writing every day, it really does help to center and focus you, especially if you've got a goal that you have in mind. But even just to center yourself, you know, sometimes we have thoughts come into our minds and it seems to sort of overtake everything else. So it does actually help you to be centered, and it can help you to focus a lot more as well on either what the issue is or what you're trying to focus on or whatever emotion it is that keeps things to pop up. Journaling can help boost memory and comprehension. Okay, so writing regularly can actually boost our memory. It's just that repetitive action from brain to hand to paper. It increases our work memory capacity as well, and it also improves cognitive processing. Okay, so it is that part of the brain that is, that doing the two together really improves that cognitive ability. There was a 4-year study actually done in South Africa, and it was all about nurses, and they were trying to use journaling as a way to help nurses to start thinking outside of the educational system, you know, to help be more critical and to help with creativity, especially when they were being faced with adverse effects and challenges that were coming in. And over that 4-year period, they used reflective journaling as a way to introduce and promote what they call deep learning. Yeah? So even though journaling was perceived as arduous and time-consuming, a lot of the people said at the end of the day they were doing it and they had social and personal events, even though they sometimes they struggled in the beginning to actually get the work done, over that 4-year time they found that their self-insight and their self-development was greatly improved on the others that weren't doing the reflective writing. So it is proven that journaling really can make such a huge difference in people's lives and can actually help you to think outside of that box that we're all sort of thrown into in our educational systems. And it can really help us to critically think and to actually be more creative so that we can bring it back in to whatever we're